killers, murderers, decoding the crime verse.
911, what's your emergency?
What's up? Welcome to Decoding the Crime Verse right here on Active FM. I am Nolte Lee.
And I'm Danny.
And this week, there's a rumor.
In St. Petersburg.
In St. Petersburg.
If you don't know where St. Petersburg is.
I didn't know, so you say if you find.
It's in Russia.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, usually we say to them, if you don't know, like, you know, go, like.
Yeah, but St. Petersburg is like a big one. It's like, you know, Berlin is in Germany, and you know that Paris is in France.
We know Berlin, we don't know St. Petersburg.
You don't know St. Petersburg. You know what, just let's move on. So today we are going to be, it is kind of a conspiracy to an extent, I suppose, about the Russian monarch, which no longer exists because we had communism and now they, well, I don't know what they have now.
Yeah.
They have Putin.
That guy scares me. That guy looks at you, you fall down and die.
Have you ever seen the video of the pigeon that salutes Putin?
Yes, I have seen that video.
It's like when you that scary. But we are going to be talking about Princess Anastasia. Now, if you don't know who Princess Anastasia is, Nolene, please introduce her.
So, Grand Duchess Anastasia Romanov. I feel like they say that with a lot of...
It is.
was the youngest daughter of Tsar Nicholas II, the last sovereign of Imperial Russia, and his wife...
Tsarina.
Alexandra. Yeah.
So they were the last monarchs of Russia because after them there was the three revolutions, civil war, communism. You know what? Russia was a mess.
Yeah.
A
they were basically just doing the most.
A mess. And basically what we're going to discuss today is that the family was basically massacred. They put them in a room and just shot at all of them.
Yeah.
But there is a conspiracy that Anastasia, one of the youngest daughter, actually survived. And that is what we're going to look at today. If it's true, if it's not. There's a movie called Anastasia I was obsessed with as a child. There's also a Broadway production of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I've also seen that one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't come in with your lies.
That one was a good one where the girl...
What's the main character's, the guy's name?
Obviously, it's Anastasia's... Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's
who is the villain
Nicholas,
in the movie?
The Nicholas
yeah,
is
she
the
hasn't watched it. She hasn't
no,
watched
wait.
It.
Nicholas is obviously
the dad.
Yeah, the dad is Nicholas, but obviously, like, what I'm trying to say is that the villain is Russia, is like the people who are overthrowing Russia,
no.
But then like they put it
they
into one character.
It. They changed it.
That's what I'm saying.
No,
they put it into
you know
one
what?
Character.
What they did in the movies, they didn't want to confuse kids with the revolution, so they made one of the guys who was actually an advisor to the royal family named Rasputin. They made him the villain. The guy's name that Anastasia then ends up with is Dmitri.
Yeah, Dmitri's
yeah,
the guy.
Sure. But we're going to give you some background first on Russia and Anastasia. So Anastasia was the youngest of four sisters. Okay, and the problem was that their parents had been praying for a boy because they needed someone to pass the crown to.
Yeah.
At that time, you still couldn't pass it down in Russia, you couldn't pass it to a girl. So apparently the dad was very upset when Anastasia was born.
Talk about rejection from birth.
Yep. Apparently he had to walk out the room. He like walked away. He's like, nah. Okay. And she was called a disappointment by her aunt. Okay. She was known to
for being a girl.
Yep.
That's it.
She was known to prefer to have climbed trees and run around rather than like being tutored and in the classroom. Okay. And she was also the biggest troublemaker out of the siblings. Okay. Some visitors described her as charming and spirited and very energetic, who always loved humor and playing practical jokes. Others thought she was a brat. So I suppose it depends on what lens you look at life.
Yeah.
Okay. But either way, most people agreed that this little girl was very gifted and very bright. So she was a cute little lady. She was very cute, okay? So then we had the Russian Revolution, okay? And you can then imagine that people were upset that the royal family was living in such extravagancy and things like that. But it actually wasn't true. All the siblings shared one room.
Yeah.
Okay? And they had to take cold showers. Please note, this is Russia. it's already cold there. Okay, and I mean, they had to do all these chores and they had to do needlework for charities during their free time, okay? And she wasn't, Anastasia wasn't even addressed with her royal title in the household. So it wasn't like the British monarchy or like King Louis of France. They weren't as like extravagant and lavish, if I can say. I mean, they're still princesses and princes, but...
I mean, if they're jewels, why didn't they like have hot water?
I don't know.
Like, I feel like the parents were like, you guys are going to suffer because there's no boy.
But to be fair, they're also Russians. And Russians, they don't play games, hey?
That is hectic.
Have you seen videos of Russians doing the craziest things?
Yeah. Like?
Okay, her baby brother, Alexei, had hemophilia, okay, which was common in those days because of all the inbreeding.
And the cold water that they were bathing
okay,
with.
Okay, but his hemophilia was very severe, okay? It actually, he was permanently disabled, and even one tiny cut or bruise could kill him, which was a problem because how does this now become your heir to the throne? Yeah. Okay, things got worse for the royal family when World War One happened because it was 3 years of food rationing. There was bloodshed and many people died in World War One. 1.7 million Russians were killed and 5 million soldiers were wounded in the fights in World War One. This then led to the Russian revolutions. There were three. We won't get into details because it's quite complicated, but imagine having three revolutions in one year and then going into civil war. It must have been fun times. Okay. There was also, people were also angry because there was rumors that the queen was having an affair with her trusted advisor, Rasputin. Okay.
I believe it.
Listen, that man, have you seen a picture of that man?
No.
Okay. I'm going to show you a picture. I'm telling you, this man had some deal with the devil. When they tried to kill him, they shot him, poisoned him.
Oh, yes, I have heard of that story where they shot him, poisoned him, and then he didn't die.
And they had to throw him in the lake to freeze. Wait, let me get us. Guys, do yourself a favor and just Google this guy.
That is hectic. I think I've seen a picture of this guy before with the...
So, because what actually happened was the queen believed he could heal her son. So the idea was that then he was having an affair with the queen, and then he controlled the queen, who then controlled the king. So basically, he was in control of Russia. Behind the scenes.
That man is scarier than a horror movie.
If he was,
you see
walking,
that man, you die. You just,
he was the villain in the movie. They made him the villain in the movie.
I see why.
Yeah. If that man was walking down the street, I don't know
Dad,
what I would do.
Gone.
I'll be gone. Okay.
I mean, they shoot you and you're still like, what? That's movie stuff.
Okay, in February 1917, Nicholas actually abdicated the throne and nominated his brother Michael as successor, but the Grand Duke rejected it because he saw Russia was not going anywhere. He's like, absolutely not. The royal family were then captured by the Red Guards, who were the Bolsheviks communists, in August of 1917, and they were moved to a house in, please excuse my pronunciation, I am not Russian. Do you want to say that?
Yeah, Yekaterinburg.
You know what? I will go with it like that. Okay, that was the last place Anastasia and her family were seen alive before their terrible fate. Okay, the Bolsheviks took over Russia in October 1917. And then, like I said, they had a civil war with the Reds versus the Whites. And it ultimately resulted in Russia becoming the USSR under communism.
Yeah.
So that's basically history lesson. If you want more, go open a textbook. But now to the theory, okay? Because what happened was that after they were taken to this little house, they were told, okay, we're going to move you to a safe house. And this was in July 1918. And they were like, okay, cool, we're going. Not what was actually going to happen. Because minutes later, they opened fire on the whole family, okay? And, Nicholas died, okay, and basically it was just a pile of the family was just dead, okay. But the theory is that actually Anastasia survived this massacre.
Can I please just ask a question? Who on earth says to me, I'm moving you to a safe house, and then goes, oh, wait, before I move you there, go to the basement? I'm already like, no, are you okay? Let's go out the door. How about that? Not going to the basement.
Yeah, so we're going to get into some like evidence and some theories. And at the end, we actually do know what the truth is because it's been discovered. So we have answers. It's not unsolved. But
goodness.
In 1979, in a forest just out of Katrineburg, 5 of the 7 of Romanov family members' bodies were found. Okay. They identified Nicholas, Alexandra, Olga, Tatiana, and they couldn't agree whether the last body was Maria or Anastasia. Okay. Regardless, it didn't matter who the last person was. The problem was that Alexei and one of the daughters were missing from this burial site, basically. Okay. And this is when people were like, oh my word, did she survive? Now, I mean, that asks the question, what about the brother?
Yeah.
The brother had hemophilia. He was not surviving.
Yeah.
He might have escaped, but that kid died on the way.
Yeah.
While he was running away. It was just inevitable. But Anastasia, that was a completely different story. Apparently she was very resourceful. Apparently she was quite smart. And here's the thing. So actually Anastasia and the other sisters had actually sewn in jewels into their clothing. A couple of, I don't know, they'd been told to sew their jewels into their clothing by their mom, because the mom had told them, listen, the Bolsheviks are going to take it from you. So to protect the jewels, they put them in the lining of their clothing, which ultimately acted as basically a bulletproof vest,
yeah.
in other words. People say that the mom probably was like, she was going to bribe her way out of the situation with,
yeah.
the jewels. Didn't work. And so with that added protection and Anastasia being quite resourceful as well as a fighter, I mean, we saw how she was more of like the person to climb trees and cause problems and things like that.
Yeah.
But it was also that the guards were very sloppy when they started firing at the family, okay, because they kept shooting at the family. They kept seeing that people were still alive, so then they kept shooting at the family, and then eventually they just stabbed them, and I'm like, guys, you could have just lined them up and gone quack, 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 quack in,
yeah,
their head.
Like
what is,
well,
this?
Well, they're in a basement, so like, how do you line them
apparently
up?
Apparently, it took 20 minutes to kill this small group of people. 20!
I think if 20. I was a guard, I'd have been freaked out and ran away. I mean, what on earth,
sorry,
is going,
sorry,
on? We've shot you. Why are,
what
you,
are
not
you
dead?
Doing for 20 minutes that you are shooting, but no one is dying?
It must have been chaos and panic. What is going on? Okay, well, that's not a Russian accent. Please forgive me. And then they're stabbing and they're shooting and they're stabbing. They're like, this person just doesn't want to die. It's Rasputin. He put his spell on the family.
I don't know if he was dead by now. I don't actually know when he died. He could be. Mm. I'm telling you, that man was... Okay. So here's the thing is, what if 17-year-old Anastasia survived by playing dead until she could hatch an escape plan?
You know what messed us up?
What?
Hollywood movies.
Yeah.
Because we always think these kids are going to get out, they'll make gadgets, they'll outsmart the guards.
Okay, and a lot of people, after hearing about the Romanovs' disappearance and stuff like that, many people started to fuel this rumor,
yeah.
of this survival, okay? And there was also this official account prior to the massacre, okay? Apparently what happened was the Bolsheviks were negotiating the release of Alexandra and her daughters to Germany, since Alexandra was of German descent, okay? The Germans wanted her, Russia as an ally, so they wanted the return of the Alexandra and the daughters, okay? But when news of the massacre started spreading, the Bolsheviks told the Germans that the official account was wrong, that the massacre didn't happen, and that the Soviet government said that the two youngest princesses, Anastasia and Maria, had escaped before the massacre had even started, but could not be located, okay? Many believe this was just a lie told by the Soviets to,
yeah.
appease the German government, but some believe, and it supported the idea, that Anastasia actually escaped, since two bodies were missing from the burial site. Now, I know they said that the last body that they didn't identify was a girl, but most people say that that was probably Alexei's body, and then it was the two girls that were actually missing, so
yeah.
Maria and Anastasia. But they were more upset. I don't know why they didn't look for Marie as well. Everyone
yeah.
was so focused on finding Anastasia. It was like, it's quite weird. Okay, and here's the thing. So we actually had someone come forward. There have been many people who have come forward to claim that they are Anastasia. But the biggest one was Anna Anderson. Okay, and she came forward in 1922 claiming to be Princess Anastasia, okay? Anderson had actually been confined to an asylum in Germany after a suicide attempt in Berlin in 1920, okay? At that time, both Berlin and Paris both served as refugees for aristocratic Russians who had managed to escape and flee the Bolshevik Revolution. In the movie, Anastasia, they call her Anya, because she didn't remember who she was.
Yeah.
She tries to get to Paris because she believes she'll find answers to who she was in Paris, because actually her great-grandmother or grandmother fled to Paris because of the Russians. I just said the Russians. They are Russians. The Bolsheviks. So, yeah. So apparently then somehow Anastasia ended up in Germany. That's what Anna was basically claiming. Okay. Because actually, after a couple of years at the institution, Anderson, she never really said where she was from or what had happened to her. But many of the guards and the patients actually were like, "Are you Anastasia Romanov? Like, you bear a really big resemblance to Tatiana." I actually saw a picture of Anna compared to, I think it was Anastasia's grandmother. And it's scary. The resemblance is actually quite scary. Like, they look similar. But that can just be coincidence.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, damn. So anyway, so people started speaking and being like, is this Anastasia? And that's when she started getting asked these questions, she actually said, yes, I am the Grand Duchess. Okay. Russians, aristocrats and that actually all flocked then to Germany to try and like, be like, is this Anastasia? Yeah. Is this Anastasia? And upon meeting them, a fair number of them agreed that they had found the missing Anastasia. Okay. So obviously, I mean, she obviously then must have looked somewhat like
an older version. And she's in an asylum. Well, and she has scars. Well,
we'll get to that. But the question then was, how did she escape?
Yeah.
So Anna claimed that she was being carried out by one of the guards, who then realized that she was unconscious but alive. Okay. And he felt guilty and sympathetic and actually helped her escape the room undetected. This story actually would hold out because it is known that three of the guards refused to participate in the execution. Yeah. So they were against it. So, I mean, it could have, if it was one of those guards who had noticed Anastasia, he might have then helped the princess. I mean, it could work.
Yeah.
If it makes sense, okay? There were also other details that seemed to back her story. For example, she had several prominent scars, which she claimed she got from being knifed by the Bolsheviks during their execution, okay? And the son of the Romanov family physician came in and he actually swore that Anna bore striking resemblance to Anastasia, and she even remembered small details that were impossible for anyone who wasn't there. Okay. However, some weren't convinced because the real Anastasia knew how to speak Russian, English, and French. Anderson couldn't speak these. Okay. And she also didn't seem to remember major events in the Grand Duchess's life. However, then people argued that, I mean, when you are, she was young. I mean, she was 17. And you've just watched your entire family be murdered. You've nearly been killed. You've been on the run for your entire life. I mean, it's going to have an effect on you. I mean, the fact that she ended up in a mental asylum showed that she wasn't okay. She's clearly traumatic event.
Yeah.
Okay, so many people then argued that because of this major trauma and the mental illness, it would be understandable if she couldn't exactly remember everything from her past life. Because in the movie, what happens is Anastasia's trying to escape and she actually falls and hits her head and loses all memory of before when she wakes up. So she doesn't remember anything about being the Grand Duchess or anything like that. Until she reunites with her gran, and then she was like, oh yeah, whatever. But yeah, I mean, it could be understandable. You've been through such a huge trauma like that. I mean, you've watched your father, your mother, your siblings shot and killed. You had 20 minutes of bullets flying at you and being knifed. Now you're on the run. You're only 17.
Yeah.
And you're running for your life because the Bolsheviks, they don't want you alive. They don't want you alive.
Yeah.
And you're scared. I mean, it could be understandable why she wouldn't remember everything. But it is also like, you should at least remember some things, if that also makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we do know the truth. This is a conspiracy. We are coming forward with the truth. because unfortunately, there actually is the evidence and stuff to give us the answer of what actually happened. So, Anderson died in 1984. Okay, she had been repeatedly denied any rightful claim to the Romanov title. Okay, and when her DNA was tested, the results were shocking to everyone who had supported her because Anderson was identified as, please say that because I'm not even going to try,
Franziska Szanskodowicka.
Okay, then. Okay, who was a Polish factory worker who was prone to mental illness. Okay, she'd been reported missing years earlier. Okay, it is possible that due to her mental state, she truly believed she was the Grand Duchess, kind of like a schizophrenic type of of thing.
Or she could have really just been
Anastasia. Or she could have been Anastasia. We don't know. But if they actually found an identity to go with her DNA.
Well, what if she, like, got to Poland?
That is, and then got a new identity
worker, and then
I mean that could have been true.
I mean, who just disappears for a year?
Yeah, that could be true. Okay, Anderson wasn't the only Anastasia imposter. Many women came forward claiming to be her. One of the motives is obviously the Romanov fortune, which were held in banks in England and Switzerland. However, they wouldn't even have got it because most of the fortune was spent during World War One. Others were also just mentally ill and just thought that they were Anastasia, like Anderson. Anderson was the biggest one. She was...
I mean, the fact that she remembered small details for
that's
me is
my
like,
thing.
That this, how do you do that?
Okay. It was said that the rumor of her survival provided like a glimmer of hope in this grim situation that this young little resourceful girl was able to escape this terrible massacre of her family. And that's why it's inspired so many books and movies and musicals, and it just kind of keeping this optimistic version of what could have happened. Okay. Yeah. However, in 2007, two more bodies were found near the initial Romanov burial site. Okay. And using DNA evidence, they were able to identify it as Alexei and Maria, which means that body that was unidentified in the first burial site could have only been Anastasia's.
Or it could have been someone else.
Or it could have been someone. And so most people conclude that on that tragic day, Anastasia was brutally killed alongside the rest of the Royal Romanov family. What are your thoughts? Tell me.
I think that Anna Anderson...
You know what? I loved the movie, and I was actually so upset when then I heard that she was actually traumatically killed. Because I didn't know it was based on a true thing until my mom was like, yeah, you do know this was based off a real story. And I was like, what? And then I like did research. I know... I mean... I don't know. Because now, I mean, they have all seven bodies.
Or do they? I mean, if you want to clear it up while this person's alive, why not just do the DNA then and there? It's simple.
That was my thing is, why didn't they test her DNA when she was still alive? Why did they wait for her to die? And my second thing is, technically, if like America and all of that, I mean, because they were, this all would have then happened, like all this claiming and stuff happened during World War II and the Cold War. Think about it. Having a royal monarch still alive would have helped the Americans' case because they could have then reinstituted her into Russia and then they wouldn't have had to deal with the USSR. Does that make sense? So why not be like, oh yeah, she is Anastasia?
I think so. And the fact that she had a story of how she got out, which made sense with
the fact she's like the god and it lined up with that the three gods hadn't, and she does have scars and stuff. And you're right, she could have gone to Poland and worked for a bit in a factory. I mean, Poland is on the border of Russia.
Yeah.
So it would have made sense if she somehow got to Poland. She would have needed some money somehow.
Yeah.
To get, I mean, money, you need a fun job.
And for me, it's the fact that it's so easy for her to change her identity Anastasia now.
If I got to Poland, there's no way I'm being like, oh my word, I'm Anastasia Romanov. Yeah. I'm not saying that. When I know, because Poland It's right next to Russia. I'm not going to be telling them.
They will send
this.
You right back.
They will, the Russians will come right. They'll find you. No, I'd also be like, no, I'm from this person. I mean, it makes sense. Yeah. And then she must have been so traumatized.
Yeah.
So I could imagine why she ended up in a mental asylum. How she got to Germany, I'm not sure. Germany is quite far. I mean, it's a decent distance away, but it's doable.
But I mean, this lady from Poland goes to Germany. Originally, Anastasia was from Germany.
That is also true, because of her mom.
Maybe she was trying to find something. Maybe she was...
You know what? I also feel that, like, she was just so... You know when people are just like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do. And then when you get thrown in a mental asylum, what are you supposed to do?
Yeah,
like,
nothing.
People are going to look at you and be like, this is why you're in
or
here.
She told someone, this is who I am. And they were like, you have to silence this lady. You cannot tell her. I mean, you're bringing psychiatrists and you're bringing all these people to speak to her, but you're not testing her DNA.
That's my thing. Why was the DNA not tested? Because I'm pretty sure we could have tested the DNA.
Yeah. And then concluded. Because, like, you don't want this person continuing on spreading lies.
Oh, you
just
want to
shut it down.
Why they couldn't test it?
Why?
Because the bodies were only found in 1979. So they had nothing to compare DNA to. It was not like DNA's on file back in 1922.
I guess so.
Because who are you going to compare DNA to?
I still feel like they lied to us.
Yeah, I don't know. I want to be optimistic and say she survived and that she was this little resourceful girl and that I can just enjoy the movie and be like, yay! But, you know, if she did die, I mean, it's a tragic ending. Yeah. I mean, the fact the Russians were brutal throughout their revolutions, throughout their civil wars, everything. Russia, are you okay? Do you need some help?
Danny's gonna come help you. I'm not coming, just by the way.
No.
You were asking them so nicely, though.
I was just being courteous.
So who's gonna help them? So Danny's gonna come. Her number is 111.
I would love to go to Russia. I would like to go to Russia.
Did you hear that, Russia? She's coming soon.
Could you imagine all the history there that you can go see?
I could imagine, but I also don't want to be, like, in the same country as Putin. I know people say I don't want to be in the same room as, but that man freaks me out. The same country is already a lot.
My friend Taryn has been to Russia. She says it's incredible.
Yeah.
She says it's amazing. So, Russia, one day, I'll come visit you. Yeah.
Just Danny.
I'll pull Nolene with
me. Not happening.
So, yes, that is the mystery of Anastasia. The title of the episode actually comes from a song in the movie Anastasia, where they basically, it's like this whole thing, the rumor that Anastasia is alive, it like opens up the movie. So if you haven't watched it, go give it a watch. It's a good movie. One of my favorites. But yes, I think that is all for this week.
Yep.
From now until next time.
No mourners.
No funerals.
Join the Active FM shows? Well then catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777, Twitter and Gab at ActiveFM, Facebook at ActiveFM/777, as well as YouTube at ActiveFM and our website at www.activefm.co.za. Don't stop, don't hesitate, find, follow and enjoy us on all our different platforms. You don't want to miss out.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.